the law, breaking the law.
We're always thinking of, like, what's some other songs that we can use for our law enforcement friends, and that one certainly qualifies. Joining us now, Mike Wood. He is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. And, you know, as a former, if Beavis and Butthead was still on TV, I would watch it, but that song was very popular in that show, and I appreciate that.
Oh, very good. I love it. Well, let's talk about things that have happened here in Pensacola for the last week. Anything in the last day or two that we maybe don't already know about?
Nothing in the last day or two. We've got several investigations that we've talked about previously that are still underway, and I hope to get some more information for you soon. You are familiar with the individual that was located at the Budget Inn. There was a body discovered there that had been there some time. It was of a male individual, and we're still working on that. And
do we know any
scene doesn't leave.
I was just going to say, do we? It's kind of a strange. Do we know anything more about? Yeah, I mean, how it was found, how he was found, or any more about him? Do we any more particulars? I mean, is foul play suspected? Anything like that?
No, from evidence at the scene is not suggesting foul play at all. No.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I saw that alert came out the other night, and obviously we always are looking for more information if there is any. But I always, understand that if there's not more information, sometimes it's because there isn't any, and sometimes because it's inappropriate to give it. And I appreciate both of those reasons very well. You also had this, and I saw this. I forget, was it in the paper, Channel 3? Somebody had this story. This woman from Foley, who was downtown and had a boot on her car, and this what happened here?
Well, the parking attendant was taking the boot off the car, and the subject of paying the fine came up, and the individual went back to her vehicle and displayed a weapon. And obviously you can't do that. That's a very serious offense. And she was arrested at a later time on a warrant and brought back to Escambia County.
This is now two stories in a couple of weeks where we've had some woman from out of town, Chicago first and now Foley, brings a gun downtown inappropriately. This is not a trend, right?
Well, we hope not. I mean, that's just not a smart thing to do, especially when it involves a parking citation or a parking boot. Something like that is, it's a simple fine to pay, and now it can result in felony charges. Not very smart.
And this one, as I was remembering the account, I think the fine was like $70, and she gave the attendant $80, or maybe gave her $100 or something, and she only had $20. She couldn't give her back the $10 that she was still owed, and that was what set her off. Is that what you remember?
That's what I read in the report, and I've quit trying to understand what sets people off for different reasons, and that's what happened that night, and we'll see after how it plays out when it goes to court.
Man, I gotta tell you, it's some of the jobs that law enforcement, or in this case, parking enforcement and people do, most of the time it's fine, right? Most of the times it's civil even, but every once in a while it's certainly not that. And you have to be prepared for anything at any moment, as you well know. DUI checkpoints, you guys are doing this a little bit more actively now, is that right?
Well, we're going to have one tomorrow evening, and it's going to be in the area of 9th and Fairfield. And, that's full disclosure. We have to do that. We have to let people know when and where that's going to be. And that's where it's going to be this time. The DUI campaign is in full swing. We do it about the same time every year, along with clicking and ticket at different times during the year. So, we're just trying to make sure everybody understands not to drive impaired. And there will be a checkpoint in that area tomorrow night.
Why do you have to? I mean, it seems, the layman looks at this and says, this is crazy. Why do you have to tell people in advance where you're going to do a DUI checkpoint? It would seem like the more effective way is to not announce it in advance.
Well, somewhere along the line, it went to court, and it was decided that that wasn't fair. That wasn't the right thing to do to the public, is having them drive up on a DUI checkpoint without it being put out through the media first. So that's where we are today.
That's crazy. I'm sorry. That's ridiculous. You guys should not have, you shouldn't have to announce in advance what route a drunk should take to avoid getting to a checkpoint, which is basically what the practical effect is of it. That's anyway. Do they work? I mean, do you catch people at these pre-announced checkpoints?
Well, I was going to say the fact that we have to announce it doesn't generally slow things down any as far as You know, and that's unfortunate as far as arrests and citations for things on cars. That's unfortunate, but it does not hinder our efforts.
Okay. Well, as you say, that's sad and yet also maybe a little bit not surprising. Maybe I overestimate the pre-thinking of the average person who's going to drive drunk a little bit too much. Speaking of driving infractions, you guys had a hilarious Facebook post that was up about, you know, people complaining about people driving fast in the neighborhood, and we know you do it, you all do it, and stop it, because the picture of the radar gun was 56 and what I assume is a 35 or maybe even a 25. So this was out at 9th and Cervantes, and it says you stop 42 cars for speeding and you actually can't give a ticket for 5 miles over in Florida, right?
Well, it's not going to go anywhere if you do. It's going to get tossed out of court because, some, you know, a speedometer could be off that much. So there's plenty of people that are speeding in far greater speeds than 5 miles an hour over, and we try to save citations and traffic stops for that.
And I know, you know, Chief Leiter, when he was the chief, this was a big push that he had to try to improve traffic safety because it's one of the most preventable forms of property and personal damage that can be done. Is that something that Chief Randall is still on board with pursuing and enhancing?
Absolutely, and that's why we're out there. You'll see more of it. Chief Randall is very hands-on, and you know, we've seen him out there on the street at all hours of the day and night answering calls and backing up officers. So traffic enforcement is a priority of his.
Very good. One of the things I was going to ask you about, we always have a cop myth. Do you have a cop myth for me today? I think it might be related to this.
Yeah, it is, and that myth is the fact that it's that you have to sign a basic traffic citation in the state of Florida. So if you get a citation for speeding, the myth is that you have to sign it, and you don't. There's a check mark on the ticket the officer can check that states that the person's name on there did in fact receive that citation. But you know, that's Florida. People need to watch out because in some states that is required. But with the body cameras and all of that coming on board, I think a lot of states are dropping that requirement because all it is an argument on the side of the road that's not necessary, and the body cams will show exactly who received that citation.
Very good. Hey, last quick thing. I know when we were talking with Chief Leiter two years ago, something like that, along the traffic stuff, if I remember correctly, he was even an advocate of the red light cameras that Gulf Breeze has as an eventuality. Is that something that there were any further conversations on? Have you talked with Chief Randall about that? Is that something that PPD is interested in?
I haven't heard. I haven't spoken to Chief Randall about that. But, you know, the biggest problem with those is the citations getting thrown out in court. It depends on how they're accepted in that area by that court system. And the other one is the maintenance and the upkeep of those devices. So I haven't heard anything new on traffic cameras for Pensacola.
Okay, thanks for that. And I know that particularly it was, if I remember, it was 9th and Brent, that was one of the key intersections because just logistically policing that is so difficult. But I'd forgotten we talked about that a while back, and I was curious where we stood. Mike Wood, he is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. And by the way, if you're ever driving on 3 Mile Bridge and you see the truck, that's probably him. You can wave at him. Keep your hands on the wheel, but wave one hand. It's okay, right, Mike?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time out there, and people think that truck is a construction truck, and some of them find out the hard way that it's not.
Yeah, no, and I appreciate you guys being out there continuing to keep it safe while we're in this interim phase. Mike Wood again, PIO for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, sir, thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.